This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My name is Javed Akbari. I am a student of the Islamic Seminary of Qum. I've been studying in the Islamic Seminary for over 20 years now, and I am a student of a few scholars like Ayatollah Ja'far Subhani and Ayatollah Makarim Shirazi and some a few other scholars. And I'm still studying at the advanced stage of Hawza lessons. I enrolled myself in the Hawza 23 or 4 years back, and ever since I have been here giving lectures, translating, and also giving lectures in Al-Mustafa International University. I specialize in Islamic jurisprudence because I have been studying jurisprudence, but for some reasons I also give lectures on ethics, Islamic ethics, because I have done my thesis in ethics. Almighty Allah says in verse 18 of chapter An-Nisa, وَلَيْسَتْ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَذَرَ أَحَدَهُمْ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ أُولَئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Now, this verse of the Quran makes clear reference to the tawbah, to the concept of tawbah, and Allah the Glorified says that tawbah is not for those people who commit sins, okay? Here the word sayyat is the plural form of su, okay? Sayyat, as I mentioned in one of the previous episodes, is the plural form of su, and su means an ugly, evil act, an ugly, ugly, evil thing. So those who commit evil acts, okay, they do not commit only one act, but they commit many acts, and they do not commit it only once. They commit it over and over and over again, okay? Because the word ya'malun means that they continuously do it, okay? Not only are they doing it now, but they are committing the evil acts in the future as well. So they are continuously committing the evil acts over and over again. Hatta idha hadara ahaduhumul maut. Repentance is not for those people who commit many, many evil acts, number one, and then who wait until death approaches them. Hatta hadara ahaduhumul maut. And then they start repenting. قال إني تبت الآن. There and then they say, I have repented, Allah. Oh Allah, forgive me, I have repented. That's enough. I have done, enough is enough. I have done sin, and I confess that I'm a sinner. I want to repent. That's not the time for repentance. When you are about to die, you have committed sins all your life, and you never changed your mind to desist from committing sins. You never made up your mind to turn to Allah in repentance. And now that you are about to die, you are repenting. Allah says that repentance is not for those people who are about to die and who say, قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ, I have repented now. So repentance is not for this group of people. And then وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ, repentance is not for those people who are dying and they are infidels, they are disbelievers, okay? They are disbelievers. They do not convert to Islam, they do not embrace the right path until they are about to die. And they are remain infidels, they remain unbelievers, disbelievers until they are about to die. So repentance for those who have grudge against Islam, for those who are stubborn and who do not embrace the right path and remain disbelievers until they die, it's not for them. And Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Those are the ones for whom we have prepared a very painful chastisement, a very painful punishment.
places. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Dear brothers and sisters, you might know very well the story of Fir'aun and his soldiers. Fir'aun was a king of his time. He proclaimed himself as even the lord of the people, the Egyptians, to the extent that he said, "Ana rabbukum al-a'la, I am the superior lord. I am your superior lord. You have to follow me. You have to obey me." And he had his soldiers who were at his service, and they were all rebellious. They did not accept, they did not believe in God. But while on one day when they were chasing Prophet Moses, chasing him, and they were crossing a river, the Moses and his men crossed the river, and Fir'aun or Pharaoh and his soldiers were following him, the Nile River. All of a sudden, the water which had stopped and which had allowed Moses to cross the river, all of a sudden collapsed and swallowed Pharaoh and his soldiers. There and then, Fir'aun said, "Hatta idha adrakahu al-gharq." Okay, when he was about to drown, and then he said, "Qala amantu annahu la ilaha illa alladhi amanat bihi banu Israel." I have believed in the Lord of the Banu Israel, the children of Israel, and wa ana min al-Muslimin. I am one of the Muslims. I am one of those people who submit to the will of God. Then Allah criticizes Fir'aun and says, "Al-an waqad asayta qabl." Now you want to repent? Is it the time for you now to repent? You did not repent all your life, and you kept hurting my prophet Moses, and you kept hurting my prophet and his brother Harun. Now you want to repent? "Al-an waqad asayta qabl." You are now coming to repent while you were disobedient a few moments earlier. وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, and you were one of the corruptors, you were one of the evil doers, you were one of the mischievers. How can you come asking for repentance, for forgiveness? That is not possible. And so the Quran in this verse actually clearly indicates that repentance is not for those people who postpones the act of repenting, those people who leaves and delays repentance until the last day. And repentance is not for those people who are disbelievers while they are about to die. Repentance is not for people who are repenting when they have no time left, when they have no time left to repent. So that's why the Quran, when referring to Fir'aun, says, "What now? And indeed you disobeyed before, and you were one of the mischief makers." So Allah did not accept Fir'aun's repentance, Fir'aun's tawbah. So that's why it is always important, always mandatory for every individual to repent as soon as he can. He should not delay repentance. Because there is another verse in the Quran which is very much hope-giving and which is very much promising. Those who repent, of course, then their evil deeds, their bad deeds, automatically change into good deeds. Their evil deeds change into evil deeds. The Quran says, "Illa man taba wa amana wa amala عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. Those who repent and those who believe and do good deeds. Okay, repent, believe, and good deeds. First of all, you have to repent, and then you have to, of course, you have to believe in Allah also, and then do good deeds. That is very important for restitution, of the bad deeds. Okay, and then if you all do all these things, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, then of course God changes their evil deeds into good deeds. If you have a big mountain of evil deeds, that big mountain of evil deeds will be changed, it will be turned into good deeds. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Love is all I need.